My jackpot was at $48,586.45. I won it just before Easter. And I was just like, that was the feeling, right? Oh, I get chills like thinking about like, that was the feeling that I probably wanted. You know what I mean? Like,
but you never actually expected
it. I never expected it. You always want it. And you're like, what is it going to take for me to get it? And you know, it runs through your head a million times. If you play the pokies like I did, you think about it when you're laying in bed. It's in your dreams, you know, like the games in your dreams. When I won the jackpot, it just wasn't real. It was a dream. It was a lucid dream. It was like I was there, but it wasn't actually happening in real life. It's like flying in your dream, you know, like you're like, yes, I'm the first man to fly. When you win a jackpot like that, you feel like, yeah, it's not real. Anyway, I got pinched by like 20 people because they're like, yeah, we're just like, yeah, it's happened. It's real. It's happened. All these like old ladies and nanas are just like, oh my God, I was playing that 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, sure you were, love.
Yeah, sure you were, love. Here, I'll buy you a drink. No, I didn't have any money. That's the funny thing. Funny thing is all my machine to my name was in that fucking machine. I did not have a cent. So when the hotel manager comes over and just checks it and goes, well, there you go. Here's the information. You got to take all this information down to Tatsuto in Melbourne. So I had to get this form and I'm like, well, can I have some money now? And they're like, oh, sorry, but we can't. It's all in here. It's in the paperwork. And I'm like, I don't have any money to buy a drink, bro.
So you like,
I couldn't go to, I was flat. When I say I had my last $10, I had my last $10. I had to borrow money from my housemate. I was like, my missus is there. I didn't want to borrow from her. I never borrowed money from my girlfriend. I'll borrow money from my housemate. He'd come down and we had a night.
But you'd gambled it all the way to that point.
Oh, yeah.
You had nothing left. Yeah.
Yeah, I had nothing left. Yeah, so from week to, that was my week to week.
So you went from nothing to like,
I went from zero to $48,586.45. That's what it was instantly, right? Well, no, I had to wait till the next day and then 3 days for the check to clear. Uh-huh. So I was just.
You were itching.
I was itching. I was like, oh, I was living like a king. Anyway, but after 3 days.
So what happened when you got it?
When the problems really started. So you have 48,000 with a horrible gambling addiction,
yep,
a drug addiction as well.
Great.
You know, drinking. I was playing really good footy that year as well. Like I was on, that was the year I had incentive, like goal incentive. A couple of weeks before I kicked 14 goals, 8. So I had a very good splurge that weekend.
Who were you playing?
I know. the team were terrible that year. They ended up killing us the next year. It was weird. But yeah.
Because they all got put on the incentive.
Yeah, they got all the incentive. So like the club ran out of money, probably paying up me and the other boys. We won the flag that year. We had a killer team. That was a memorable year, 2009.
You were on a pretty serious high.
I was high every single day. Right, from that day, I was high every day. And it wasn't just like a high in life. I was getting high every day. You know, it turned into my housemate loved gear and we partied. Like I didn't really sleep much. I just partied hard. Go to the pokies at 10 in the morning, slap 500, grab 500 out, you know, from the bank. I'd set up a long-term deposit, 30 grand straight in the long-term deposit, right? 30 grand, bang. Remembering I won the money in Easter. So, you know, April. Come home, that weekend was Easter, I had the money. I was rich, went out to the casino and I'm playing like three card poker and hitting straight flushes on three card poker, which is just fucking unheard of. I'm just bang, bang, bang. But this is just fueling the beast.
Mm.
So after that weekend, I'm up around like 58. So then go back to Shepparton and then that cycle, that horrible cycle. It was just like wasting, earning and blowing so much money.
And more than before now.
Football. So football was earning good money, around about a grand. I quit my job the next day. So when I won the money, I quit my job the next day because that's just what you do. I didn't have time for that. It was a shit job. Concrete pipe making factory. So I quit that.
With the idea of focusing more on the pokies?
Yeah, pretty much, bro. I thought in my mind I had enough money to survive on footy for the next decade. I thought I was sorted for 10 years. That's my mindset.
Mm.
I was like, I'm sorted. Like, even if I bet like $500 here and there on the pokies, da 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 da. I'll be right because I'm still earning from footy. I've still got this. I've got the long term deposit. My parents are like, that long term deposit would be great. Like in 10 years' time, that's going to be.
You're like, that's going to be gone real soon.
No, I was confident that time that was going to be there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it started turning nasty. So it was bad. It was bad. I was in this.
And when you're back in Shepparton and you were, you know, repeating that cycle, but did you go bigger now because you had all this cash?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I was max betting. No, I'd never max bet. There you go. I'd never max bet before then. Only if I'd had a big, big win. You know what I mean? So when I won the 48K, that's when I started going the nines, you know, the $9 a spin or $10 a spin. And that's when your money just goes poof. Because over there, it's no like getting cups of coins. It's just notes, man. So I'd go in with a wad of, you know, 500. I'd go in a rubber band, we call them. So rubber band. And I'd just go put all 500 in one machine, bang, and just go max bet, bang. And boof, boof, boof. And it can go in 5 minutes, man. $500 can go in 5 minutes. It can go in 2 minutes, man. Honestly, if you get nothing, 2 minutes, man. It's unbelievable how quick you can just lose money playing the pokies. At least with a horse. If you have a horse riding, like, so.
You have the build up, you have to wait for the race.
You got to look at the form and look at the form and go, oh, the jockey, oh, he's on weight. Yeah,
make a big deal of it all.
Oh, it's a bit wet weather. Oh, yeah, I reckon I've got a chance. Yeah. No, you got no fucking.
It's a bit of a process, especially if you're actually at the races.
And then at the race, and there's a banter going around you. It's like a slow way of losing your money.
The pokies are just like, gone.
If you want to quickly lose your money, go play the pokies. If you want to lose your money slowly, invest into Bitcoin. No, I don't. No. If you want a slow way of losing your money, yeah, go to the horses. But I suppose it's a lot more entertaining, the horses and sports betting. You know, it's entertainment. But my entertainment was in the poker. You know, that's like why people play them. And this is the raw, uncut version of a proper poker addiction, which I'm sharing. But yeah, from there it was just that's all I bet. I bet max bet for. Long story short, it was. Christmas that year, I decided to move back to Adelaide and I'd already tapped into my long-term deposit. All right. So 20 grand left. 20 grand was gone in, you know, that time, that short space of time. Mm. No, it's not 20 grand though, because it's 20 grand plus
everything
footy
you won.
And all the things I won.
Yeah.
So maybe nudging 40 grand, dude. You know, horrible. Mm. So 40 grand and then got back to Adelaide. To escape the pip, essentially, because I was like, I didn't have a gambling problem. I was escaping ice. So I got away from Victoria and Shepparton because of ice. And like we spoke about earlier, before we recorded, you know, lost 3 friends that next year to suicide, you know, because of the ice. The ice was the epidemic at the time, you know. It was worse than COVID, man, way worse than COVID. And I'm talking like when I was there was 90% of the people I hung out with were doing it. It was like drinking a beer.
Mm.
Smoking it was like drinking a beer.
Yeah. What did you see that do to people? And what did it do to you?
Oh, it makes you superhuman. It's like, it's a crazy drug. If you've never done it, don't do it. If you've done it before, you know what I'm talking about. It's crazy good while you're doing it. And you don't ever want to lose that high because when you come down, that come down is just like, the come down is just so bad that you just don't want to feel like that.
Well, that's the main reason that people stay on.
And that's exactly right. And that's it. And that's like most drugs. It's like you don't want the pain and the come down. With gambling, you don't have the dirty come down, you know. You feel awful afterwards. And I've never lost a house, you know, like, I know people that have lost a marriage and lost, you know, houses and stuff like that. And I feel so sorry for them, but I never lost a house. I'd lost everything that I'd earned.
So you think probably lucky that at that time you didn't have stuff to your name, didn't have assets.
Yeah. I had a shit Ford Falcon. It was like I won 50 grand and I bought this piece of shit, banged up old Ford Falcon. I could have bought anything. I was like, I didn't want an expensive car. I just wanted an A to B. As long as I could get to the pokies, you know, it was terrible. Like my mindset was awful at that time. And I didn't have my parents there to help me. But saying that, then they might have been playing the dingers with me, you know, like it's just, I didn't have anyone like sat me down and saying, you will stop this. You know, look me in the eye and say, you will stop
that
this.
Voice of reason.
Just, the voice of reason. Yeah. My wife. So my wife.
Yeah.
Because I'm not scared of her. But she's the only person I respect enough. She loves me more than I love myself. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And she would, if she was with me at that time, there's no way a cent, another cent would have gone through. No way.
Mm.
Not another cent. If we had our like shared bank account and, you know, we lived the way that we live now, this is all hindsight, but it's like, if that was the case, then there's no way another cent goes through. But it's,
she
it's
wasn't going to stand
but
for
it's a
shit.
Yeah, she wasn't going to stand for it, man. She would have left me. Mm. She goes, if you play, I don't want to be with you. You know, have more discipline. Like, think about it.
And yeah. at that peak, you wouldn't have had the capacity
I broke up.
For anything else.
I broke up with my girlfriend, man. I didn't have time. I was
you would have been distracted yeah. as
distracted.
You wouldn't have been interested in
partying,
it.
Man. Yeah. I was paying for strippers. You know, like I was sponsored. My football sponsor was the strip club in Shepparton. I was a mad dog. I had this ridiculous. Like, I'm not like that now, but at the time, I like everyone parties, but I partied, right?
Mm.
That was like, and that was 8 months.
And that was your
months.
Ego was like yeah. so tied up in it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And I had this old ego. And then when I was down and I was by myself, I was like, yeah, I was at a low, like always like coming down from the losses of gambling, but then of the drugs and stuff. So normally Tuesdays, Wednesdays are war. They were awful.
But
yeah.
people didn't hear about that.
No,
or
no
see
one,
that.
No one ever, ever pulled me up. The whole time in Shepparton, not one person pulled me up and said, you need to slow down.
Mm.
You know, not
especially
a teammate, not
people
a coach.
In your circle were having their own struggles.
Yeah. And that's what it was like.
It's normalized.
I was surrounding myself with people that had this, that were doing the same thing. Mm.
Enablers.
You know? And we're fueling it, bro. And
enablers,
I was like,
yeah.
And I would like, mates were peddling it. And it was like, I didn't want to peddle it because I knew that I would get in heaps of shit because I would just smoke the profit. I would be, but yeah, I just didn't want to get involved in that way. But I would hang out with my mates that were peddling it and, yeah, it's just this vicious cycle, man. Like,
yeah,
it's,
so you're just surrounded by a lot of negative influences
yeah,
that, and you
yeah.
were one yourself.
I was, and like I said, from an early age, like I realized I corrupted young minds, man. Like I was bad, like that was, yeah, it's so bad.
It's a big regret for you.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of the biggest, definitely.
Yeah, because you never wanted to hurt anyone
else. No, if you see what I'm like now, like I mentor, like I want to give kids opportunity, and I'll be like, I want to start, like I've dreams of starting an academy, CUDA Academy, Kick Up the Ass Academy, right? So it's just, I got to kick up the ass when I was, you know, 26 or so, you know, got some shit sorted and, you know, I got to kick up the ass on someone I appreciate and I'll love them forever. Not
what
my
was
wife,
that kick up the ass?
Just a work opportunity, job opportunity, got my apprenticeship, you know?
Got a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. A reason to get up on a Monday morning and go for the grind and, you know, get a job and something outside after football,